number 11,101, Donald G. DeAquila, east of Route 13, Sussex Highway, approximately 684 feet south of Route 466, Sycamore Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Donald G. DeAquila, 19045 Carey Lane, Georgetown.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And, Mr. Chairman, just when I was running names from the application, I did see that we had done some work for Mr. DeAquila at some point. I don't know that it creates conflict of interest at this time, but if the board feels that it does, then, you know, I'd ask that you defer questions to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
Members of county. Thank you very much for all the good work you're doing, by the way.
Thank you.
So, I've been a long time since I've been over here, and people should stand up and take notice. Thank you very much for everything you do. I'm here tonight for a front yard setback along County Route 13, Laurel, Delaware. I'd like to mention that I'd had a permit for the exact remodeling, if you will, the existing structure in 2007, and for one reason or another, we just didn't move forward at that time. Probably economics, I would guess. But we're here for the exact same thing at this point, and I was flagged to the understanding by our planning director, Mr. Lank, that it's an existing building that we're putting a second level on, and he flagged me to the current setback that probably was overlooked in 07, that if the building were to be rebuilt, if you will, the existing building were to be rebuilt, it would have to be put back about 17 feet, I remember saying correctly. I don't think any of us knew that in 07, of course. The building's been there probably at least since the 60s, if not before. I've owned it since the mid-70s. We went through all the process that Mr. Lank had indicated that we needed to go through. We have included in your packages there approvals from the Fire Marshal's office for the new look, if you will, approvals from the Planning Department, from the Sussex County Planning Department for the improvements. We also have an understanding from DelDOT that he would like us to incorporate a stop sign and a white strip, if you were, a stop strip, they call it, designates where you're supposed to stop egressing from the property. DENREC had absolutely no comment on the improvements, indicating that it's nothing that they needed to look at. I don't think that there's certainly an understanding of the mapping which shows the building that's there at the present time. I do have some pictures of the existing structure which I did not incorporate into that packet. If you like, you can just send them right on down.
Sure.
And basically, we don't intend to come forward of where we are right this minute. We intend to go on top of where we are,
okay,
a second level. And the roof is getting dated and is in need of some improvements. So we took the opportunity to move forward with getting some storage space. An additional space, if you will. This is about 850 to 900 square feet, this existing structure. So it'll certainly be an improvement to what we have there from a space standpoint.
So you're going up higher with this building?
Yes, sir. We're not moving that building at all. We're not coming forward of that structure. We're just going on
straight
top.
Up.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Lank indicated that the variance was necessary, irregardless of what was there, given the fact that in the event that it was in today's standards, this building would be 17 feet forward of where it would be today's code.
So you're inside the overhang of that building?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
What did it used to be? 40?
Am I thinking that it was 40 and now maybe 60? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Would that be accurate?
I just checked that out. That's correct.
Yep.
That's something new.
I don't know when that was adopted, but Mr. Lank is on top of the job, I can assure you that. Does a good job over there.
About 2 years back.
4 or 7 years back. It's been a few years.
Mr. Aquilia, can you, I'm sorry, De Aquilia, can you address the standards for granting variance?
I don't foresee any issues associated with it being any type of adverse understanding to...
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? Did you fill out the application?
I did.
Okay. With that, there was an explanation of what the standards for granting a variance are and what you have to convince this board of.
I don't think it's going to deter from any public welfare understanding. I don't think that there's going to be any adverse characteristic modification to the existing area. The existing area is all commercial, and there are several buildings that would, in fact, be higher than that. As a matter of fact, my own building directly to the rear, it would probably be exactly the same height as that is at the present time, the building on the back part of the property. Not heard anything from any of the neighbors indicating that they were objectionable to it. And
I wanted to give you this so you can, you know what the sure. standards are and sure. you can address sure. those.
As I indicated, following the standards, because I'm going up and not adversely affecting any topographical understanding to the property, I don't see it as anything that would change the uniqueness. Any type of hardship egressing to the property or leaving the property, I don't see any issues with that as well.
What is the hardship here?
There is no hardship. It's the understanding. The hardship is that we have an understanding of wanting to put a new roof structure on the building and increasing the size of the square footage to make it, an easier building to work from.
So there's no hardship?
The building is small, okay? And by having the additional square footage for storage on the second level, certainly... makes it a lot easier building to work from.
Okay. Go ahead.
As I indicated, I don't see any alteration of character in the neighborhood. I think it actually will improve the neighborhood. I did incorporate a set of building plans in the packets of all of them. It's certainly going to improve the corridor along Route 13. As I indicated, I don't see any understanding of it being a detriment to public welfare by adding the square footage on the second level, as well as changing the characteristic of the building to improve the corridor. And as I indicated, from a utility standpoint, the building would be much more usable from having the additional square footage and having it go up versus encroach on the small space that the lot is made up of. We provided a site plan as per code for parking that was acceptable to the Planning and Zoning Department.
Go ahead.
I'm good.
Is that it? Okay. Well, I'm not convinced that you meet the standard of that it can't otherwise be developed. I mean, that would suggest that there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, which it already is.
What we're attempting to do, Mr. Mills, is to not only improve the roof.
I understand that.
But to add square footage to the existing structure.
I understand that.
You know, without encroaching on the very small area that it now encompasses.
You're reasonably using the property now, is that correct?
Very reasonably. It's very difficult. You know, if you think about the understanding of 850 square feet and what that entails, you know, from a storage standpoint as well as an office standpoint, very, very limited as far as space. Very, very limited, very compromised.
What about the building behind it?
The building behind it is used in a storage understanding for building materials and such. And a couple of my staff actually have some residents there as well.
What exactly, what type of business, I assume the type of business that goes on this property is car sales, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what's, I'm not understanding the building materials.
No, building materials for just storage associated with other materials that we use for other enterprises.
But not for this business?
I'm sorry?
But not for this business?
Parts, yes, parts and such, yes, sir.
So without the building materials, you'd have plenty of room for parts storage?
Not necessarily, no, no, no.
How many businesses are on the property?
Just the one.
Just the one?
That's correct.
How many businesses are advertised on the property?
How many businesses are advertised? Mm-hmm. Just the one.
Okay.
We had in the past an understanding of a beauty shop, in the past an understanding of a optometrist some years ago.
The understanding, I'm not...
I'm sorry, sir?
I don't understand what you're saying. The understanding of...
Well...
There was somebody there?
Yes, he was an optometrist.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
I don't think he actually had the credentials back then. I don't know that they were absolutely necessary. He did eyeglasses. It was a Mr. Vogel. It was back in the late 70s when he was there.
Are there vehicles for sale on the property?
There are.
Okay. So did you say there was apartments in there too?
Some of my staff stayed to the rear of the property.
They live in there?
Yes.
Are you going to be living up top, too?
No, sir.
Not going to make any apartments at all?
No. Strictly storage and use for this particular property.
Okay. Mr. Rickey, any questions? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Trump, do you have any questions?
Not right now.
Okay. Hey. Hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Gentlemen, before we make a motion, I'm not convinced the applicant has met the standards for granting variance.
I have a problem with when he didn't answer. You didn't answer a variance that's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Tell me that again.
I'm sorry again, Mr. Rickey.
The reasonable use of the property?
The property is extremely small, 800 square feet. Start, for instance, in the auto sales business, there's a file for everything, and the file gets extremely thick. We've been in business almost 40 years, and the understanding of the requirements from the Department of Motor Vehicles from a keeping of these files standpoint, they command a lot of room. And, you know, the added space, like I'd indicated, the understanding of the second level was to add storage space associated with the property to add to the comfort understanding of being able to utilize the property more efficiently. At the present time, we have a second location in town. We intend to enhance the understanding out there and move forward with some added activity, some additional cars out there, some extra employees out there, and that requires space, and space for the storage of all the related information, the related storage of the files. DMV requires that the files be kept on site for each individual unit that is for sale, as well as the deal folders for each individual unit for a period of at least 3 years, but I think actually five. I don't have my general manager here right now, but it's a substantial period of time. And the room that we have at the present time, probably the files in there are almost as tall as this room, and probably take up more than half of this room. And by enhancing the activities out there, moving forward with more activity out there, more employees out there, makes it very difficult to function. And while we were doing the improvements to the roof, it certainly made sense to enhance the character of the building and put the second level in place to have the additional storage space associated with growing the business.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take the case under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,101 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,101 has been taken under advisement.
Thank you very much.
What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.